If you've ever Googled a local business and scrolled straight to the reviews before deciding whether to call, you already understand why this matters. Your customers do the same thing, and so does Google's algorithm. Google reviews are the ultimate form of social proof. Businesses with more recent, high-quality reviews tend to show up higher in local search results and Google Maps. That means reviews aren't just a nice-to-have, they're an active part of your visibility strategy. The good news? You don't need a fancy tool or a big marketing budget to get more of them. You need a consistent process, a little nerve, and the willingness to ask. Why most businesses don't have enough reviews? It's not that customers don't want to leave reviews. Most happy customers are willing. They just don't think to do it on their own. And the process feels like a lot of steps when no one walks them through it. The businesses with hundreds of reviews aren't necessarily better than their competitors. They're just better at asking. Make it easy to leave a review. The single biggest thing you can do is reduce friction. If a customer has to search for your business on Google, find the right listing, scroll around, and figure out how to leave a review, many won't bother. Create a direct link to your Google review form and use it everywhere. To find yours, search for your business on Google. Click on your business profile and look for the Get More Reviews option. Google will generate a short link you can copy. Put that link in your email signature, follow-up texts, invoices, thank you pages, and printed receipts. The easier it is, the more people will do it. Ask at the right moment. Timing matters more than most businesses realize. The best time to ask for a review is when a customer is still in the glow of a good experience, right after a successful project wraps up, right after a great service call, right after a purchase they're clearly happy with. That moment doesn't last long. A week later, the enthusiasm has faded and competing priorities have taken over. Ask when the experience is fresh. This doesn't have to be a formal process. A simple, "If you have a minute, we'd really appreciate a Google review," goes a long way, especially from a real person who delivered the service, not an automated email. The person asking matters. If you have employees who interact with customers, they're your best asset for generating reviews. A technician who just fixed a tricky problem, a salesperson who just helped someone find the right solution, a receptionist who made a stressful situation a little easier, those are review-worthy moments. Make asking part of your service culture. Role-play the language with your team so it feels natural, not scripted. Something like, "We really appreciate your business. Would you mind leaving us a Google review? It means a lot to small businesses like ours." Follow up. Once. If a customer didn't leave a review after an in-person ask, a single follow-up email or text is completely appropriate. Keep it short, make it personal if you can, and include your direct review link. One follow-up is the right move. Two starts to feel pushy, and anything more will damage the relationship. If they didn't respond after two touches, let it go. Respond to every review you get. Responding to reviews tells Google that your business profile is active, which can positively affect your ranking. More importantly, it shows potential customers that you're paying attention. For positive reviews, thank the reviewer by name if they used one, mention something specific from their feedback, and keep it warm and genuine. Don't copy-paste the same response to every review. Seriously, don't do this. People can tell. For negative reviews, stay calm and professional, even when it stings. Acknowledge their experience, apologize when warranted, and offer to make it right offline. A thoughtful response to a bad review often impresses prospective customers more than the review itself would have cost you. Never argue or get defensive in a public response. What not to do? A few things that will get you into trouble. Buying reviews violates Google's terms of service and can result in your listing being penalized or removed. The same goes for review gating. The practice of directing only happy customers to Google while filtering out unhappy ones before they can post publicly. Google explicitly prohibits this, offering incentives in exchange for reviews, discounts, gift cards, freebies, is also against the rules. You can ask customers for their honest feedback, but you can't pay for it. Build the habit. The businesses that accumulate strong review profiles over time aren't running one-off campaigns. They've made asking part of their operating model. Every completed job, every closed sale, every solved problem is an opportunity, and the ones who treat it that way end up with a profile that does real work for them in local search. Where to start? Start with your most recent happy customers. Send that link today. Then build it into your process so it keeps happening. That's the whole strategy. Simple, consistent, and it works. If you want a partner to help you create a process for collecting Google reviews or need your Google business profile optimized, we can help. Let's chat.